by default about 2 years ago, and then I ended up buying a farm there about 18 months ago, and now we run it as a charity. And basically what we do is, my background's in agriculture, so I've always wanted to own my own farm. I could never afford to do it in South Australia, so I thought, oh, I'll go buy one in Cambodia. So that's what I did. And now we buy pregnant cows for the villagers, and we give them a pregnant cow. We basically loan them the cow, and when it has a baby, then the family keeps the baby and we take our cow back.
To buy a cow in Cambodia costs hundreds of dollars and is often out of reach for many families.
To give you a bit of an idea, a cow cost me $700 US. Their houses that they build cost $200. So a cow is three times the price of the average house price over there. So it's a really, really big thing for them. And once they have a baby cow, instantly the poverty cycle for that family is broken. So, and unlike most charities that consistently rely on needing an income, we're pretty lucky because as we get more cows, the cows just become assets, and the charity grows in assets. And, we just keep helping more and more families. So it's been really successful. We've got 41 families in the program now, which we're very, very proud of.
Mr. Costello says a cow can push a Cambodian family above the poverty line and keep them together.
Cambodia is an amazing place. 60% of Cambodians earn less than a dollar a day. And a lot of the dads in the families that we work with, a lot of the dads go to Thailand because they can earn $3 a day in Thailand. So what we're trying to do is keep the family unit together by the cow, and also getting the kids educated. Basically, if they have a cow, dad doesn't need to go to Thailand to work for 60 days at a time and only come home for a couple. And they also, the kids can get educated instead of the kids having to go and work as well.
Mr. Costello says on his next trip to the impoverished Asian nation, he'll be using some muscle power from his old friend and grazier, Matt Jackson, from outback New South Wales.
Matt Wacko Jacko, he up about 120 k's north of Broken Hill there on Rowena Station. I go up there about probably four times a year, and they've been close friends for probably 20 odd years, and he's just Mr. Fix It. He's got the brains to fix anything. So what I've done is I've ordered a shipping container full of cattle equipment, a cattle crush, cattle yards, cattle supplements from China, and I had it shipped to Vietnam, and then I had it taken to Phnom Penh, the capital of Cambodia, and then I'm now getting it trucked out to my farm and the village where we work. So Jacko's coming over to be my assembler, so I'm going to work him flat out for a few days and get that sorted. And we're also going to buy a bull, which is a big investment for us. It's $4,000 US. We're going to look at, we've got six bulls to look at, so we'll be looking at trying to choose the best one, and obviously Jacko, coming from the land, he's been buying bulls for years.
Matt Jackson from Rowena Station, about 110 kilometres northeast of Broken Hill, says he's looking forward to heading to Cambodia to give his mate a hand.
It's just good to be able to help a mate out, and he's been putting a lot of time and effort into getting this project up and running. Well, we're meant to be heading over there next week, meet a vet as well to preg test all the cows. They're not having a very good rate of conception over there, so we're just going to go over there and have a look around and get the vet to check them out, and probably try to train them up on how to identify estrus in cattle, and then they're thinking about building a little bit of a feedlot, put the cows in there that have had a calf for 2 months on some decent feed, try and get a bit of weight into them so they cycle a bit better, and leave them with the bull the whole time. A bit like we do out here on a bigger scale where the bulls just run with the cows all the time and pick them up as they come on heat. No, it'd be interesting to get over there and have a look around, and it'd be nice to be able to, once in a blue moon, go and give them a hand over there again.